Now we find that this man Baasha reigned longer than any other king in the north up to this point. He reigned 24 years, and we are told that this man is to be put down because he did evil. And we are told that him that dieth of Baasha in the city shall the dogs eat, and him that dieth of his in the fields shall the fowls of the air eat. This was a sad period in the life of the kingdom. Now we are told that when he died, that what happened, that Elah, in the 26th year of Asa, king of Judah, began Elah, the son of Baasha, to reign over Israel in Tirzah 2 years. And then we are told that he hadn't reigned but 2 years till his captain, Zimri, led a rebellion against him. He conspired against him, these conspirators in the northern kingdom. No man was safe up there. And when this man got drunk, why, Zimri went in, smote him, killed him in the 20th and 7th year of Asa, king of Judah. And so Zimri began to reign. He didn't last very long either. He lasted 7 days. And then they got rid of him, by the way. And again, another rebellion. And there was conspiracy against him. And then we're told that after him, Omri, he went up to Gibbethon, all Israel with him, and they besieged Tirzah. And it came to pass when Zimri saw that the city was taken, that he went into the palace of the king's house, burnt the king's house over him with fire, and died. These are dark days, as you can see, for the kingdom, and darker days are yet to come. Then we are told that not only was there this conspiracy of Omri, but he had a rival, and Tibni also claimed to be king. Then were the people of Israel divided into two parts. Half of the people followed Tibni, the son of Ginath, to make him king, and half followed Omri. But the people that followed Omri prevailed. And then Omri put to death Tibni, and then Omri reigned. Now he reigned over Israel, and he wrought evil in the eyes of the Lord, and he did worse than all that were before him. He exceeded the others. That's in verse 25. And now he has a son. Omri, verse 28, slept with his fathers. He was buried in Samaria, and Ahab, his son, reigned in his stead. And we're told in verse 30, and Ahab, the son of Omri, did evil in the sight of the Lord above all that were before him. This man, Ahab, he's the worst one of all. And he had a wife that really helped him. She was a real helpmeet in the area of evil. What he didn't think of, she thought of. And what she didn't think of, nobody could think of. She's a mean woman. And we're going to be talking about her next time, but God had a man there. And the right kind of a man, and it was Elijah. We're going to come now to what I believe is one of the great sections of the Word of God.